Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, Spark Your Spirit and Ignite Your Soul, Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen. Karen, take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. I'm glad you're here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And whenever you're tuning in, no matter how you found us, I like to think you're here for a reason. I hope something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Part of our spiritual journey, part of coming into maturity on our soul path, is coming to grips with our childhood, with our families of origin. And that movement toward healing and forgiveness helps clear energy of the past, and helps us align with our true power. My guest on today's show is Rita Giganti. On the surface, her family looked like everybody else's, but they had a secret. Her father was notorious crime boss Vincent the Chin Giganti. And Rita struggles with deception and honesty, with violence and love and sickness and healing, finally led her to a world of light. And she's living a life now where she can accept and bravely live her own truth. I will introduce you to Rita in just a minute. But first, the Lightworkers Conference is this weekend. It's finally here. I'm all excited. I'm packing my little bag. This is a high vibration event that takes place in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, this coming weekend, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And I'm the opening night speaker, which is going to be a ton of fun. And I'm also moderating a panel of Native American speakers on Sunday during that weekend. There are details at lightworkersconference.com. Come and hear tons of great teachers, tons of great speakers. Listen to music. Please don't watch me dance. As you know, I'm very embarrassed. I can't dance. Don't watch me dance, but come and listen to the good music. I hope I see you there. Details at lightworkersconference.com. And please do zip over to fogcitypsychic.com. Click on everything. You can register for the next session of the online psychic development intensive. Grab a free audio about jumpstarting your daily spiritual practice. Find out what guests are coming on the show and much more. And of course, if you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance and you want to connect with me privately, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to get more information about that too. And now, Rita Giganti has dedicated her adult life to healing people spiritually, emotionally, and physically. She has a degree in exercise physiology and is a licensed massage therapist and Reiki master. In 2010, she formed the Collective Healing Network, a group of healers conducting monthly sessions in New York and New Jersey. Rita also has a private practice where she uses healing methods, including energy therapy, intuitive healing, spiritual counseling, sound therapy, and angel readings. Her new book is The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. You can find out more about Rita at aspaceofgrace.net and learn more about the book at hayhouse.com. Rita, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Karen, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome. You wouldn't watch me dance, right? If I said don't look, you wouldn't look, would you?
Not if you asked me not to. No, I would respect your wishes.
And there are some things I think that it's better we don't see, right?
I agree. I agree with that.
Now, tell me a little bit about what it was like for you growing up. I'm wondering how you found out who your father really was. You were told a lot of stories, but how did you find out who he really was?
I found out when I was 16, and it might have been some sort of a surprise to me to find out he was, you know, the boss of this family. Yet, when I finally heard the words, it was like pieces of puzzle snapping into place, because all the things that I questioned in my life before that was like, okay, now I understand why, you know, this was, and I understand why that was. It was almost like a relief to know it, because now I had more answers than I ever had before in my life. It was almost like the unknown was worse than knowing.
Mm-hmm. And there were so many, I can't think of the right word for this, but there's a word for when everyone acts as if something is true, even when you can tell it's not true. And there was kind of a game that everyone played along with. We believe this, we say this, this is how it is. And it's difficult. It was difficult for you to be in that way of secrecy.
It was very difficult for me because from a very young age, my body reacted to anything that was untrue. So if I felt like something was wrong, or if I felt like something wasn't true, or there was a disharmony in the energy, my body would react immediately. If I myself was saying an untruth, I could feel my throat immediately close up. I could feel when I wasn't being true to myself, I would have issues with my stomach, you know, in the third chakra area. And for most people who are listening, probably know what that is. You know, my will and my empowerment center was depleted. So because it affected me so much physically, which I didn't know at the age of five, what started to happen was I was getting very bad anxiety attacks, bad depression, panic attacks at the age of eight. So, you know, all of these things were occurring, and I wasn't sure why. I just knew that something wasn't right. Something didn't feel right. Something was unsettling. There wasn't the whole truth. I wasn't being told the whole truth about certain things. And children know, even though you think, oh, they're so small, they don't know or whatever. If someone with a sensitive energy, and that's what I have, a very sensitive energy, if someone comes into the life with that kind of energy, they pick up every little nuance in their field. So I was picking up my mom's energy. I was picking up my sister's and brother's energies. I was picking up my dad's energy, my grandmother, all the people that were the closest to me. So if there was a dissonance in the energy, then I felt it, you know. And so I was really struggling with, you know, I knew something being wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And at the age of five, you're too young to even know how to put your finger on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And from reading the book, this is a great book, by the way, The Godfather's Daughter. From reading the book, I know that even at that young age, you would be in the hospital. I mean, we're talking about very, very ill, not like, ooh, there's a little dissonance, I have a stomach ache. We're talking about seriously ill here.
Yes. There were certain instances where I just asked my mother, am I dying? Because it literally is what I felt. And, you know, why I would get sick is because I felt there was untruth in what was around me, and I didn't know how to get to the truth. And so it was really taking a toll physically on me, from pneumonia, you know, to really bad OCD episodes, obsessive compulsive episodes, and then I wouldn't eat for 3 weeks. And you know, my body would be emaciated because I'm only 5'1", 110 pounds now. So if I went down to 95 pounds, of course, I'm going to look very different. Mm-hmm. So this was part of the process of me trying to get to that truth. And it was, back then, it felt very traumatic. And I felt like, you know what, it might be easier to die. You know, there was that thought process in my mind. It might be easier to not be here and not experience this. Yet now, there's absolutely no regret in any of that, because it really made me the strong person I am today.
And even after you found out at age 16, kind of who your father was, when those puzzle pieces fell into place, you still were asked to carry a lot of that family story of things we don't talk about, things we don't acknowledge, through the time of your father was under house arrest for a long time and then was in prison. And it was during that time that you began to kind of reshape your relationship with him, didn't you? You were kind of still holding things, but also really starting to be your own person.
Yes, I started to find myself. I started to find my truth. And then I started to go in a direction that made me feel a wholeness again. And that was, you know, not easy in this type of family because, you know, when people are raised a certain way and they think a certain way because of the way they were raised, there's limitations to their thought process, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this very open-mindedness about me and always have. So, you know, they couldn't quite grasp my energy. Because they didn't understand it. I wasn't kind of following the path that everybody else was following. I wasn't getting married. I wasn't having children. I wasn't doing all the norms that you would do in this particular type of background, you know, being Italian and Catholic and all that. Not to mention the fact now I come out as a lesbian. You know, so this kind of threw a whole new wrench into the,
sure.
into the whole picture. So, you know... There were a lot of battles, but again, the battles, you know, were so significant in me shaping my life.
Mm. We're about to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you, Rita, about what really inspired you to write the book and how you knew the timing was right to bring this book to bear. There's still a lot of kind of energy out there around your father and around kind of the legacy that he left. And so I want to ask you about how you were inspired to write the book, how you knew the time is right. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Rita Giganti. Her new book is The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Oh.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Rita Giganti. Her new book is The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. Rita, you kept quiet for many years, even as an adult, knowing who your father was and what kind of a world he moved in and what world you had been born into. What finally let you know that this was the right time to write the book? How were you inspired to put this out here?
Well, about 15 years ago, I had asked Spirit for the opportunity to work with as many people as I could. Really, the terminology I used back then was the masses. How can I reach the masses in a positive way to change, to make an impression and change, the energy on the earth, to make it more of a brighter light, more about love, because, I can't even watch, honestly, I can't even watch the news without feeling, oh my God, it's just so heavy.
Yeah.
So when I had asked Spirit that, they answered me with this book. They said I was going to be writing a book, and I had no idea at the time that it would include all of what it did in it. I didn't know it would, take me through my life journey. But then as time went on and as I was helping people, and the more I cleared out my own energy from the family and the lineage and what was going on, I had so much more room for light to come in. And then I was watching the transformation of my clients. And I said, okay, now I know what I have to do. I have to put it on paper, because as far as I'm concerned, when you write, and you have that intention, that pure intention, and that energy of wanting to help, people get it. They just get it, and it kind of just goes into their heart chakra, and they feel it, and it shifts them. So I just knew at that point the inspiration was, okay, I have to use my own experience here to help others, reach their own truth, believe in themselves, not be afraid to walk in their truth. Wanting to show people that forgiveness was really the truth, as far as I'm concerned, the true path to freedom. It was like having 1,000 pounds lifted off my shoulder when I was able to forgive it all. Mm-hmm. And I wanted people to know that whatever circumstances they were in, they could get out of them. They can get out of it, make a choice. They had choice. They can move forward in a more positive direction and not be afraid to do it. So that was really the true inspiration behind it.
Wow. Has it been your experience that people see you and see your last name and you sort of are, You know what I mean? They blame you for your dad, or, hey, her dad wasn't a good guy and now she's not good. Is there something that you carry because of that? Because what it sounds like to me, Rita, is that you know who you are and you move right past it. You move above it.
Yes. It took me a long time to get to that place, but I had really good people surrounding me. Like, I have really good friends and that supported me through my life, which I was very grateful for. Like, Spirit really surrounded me and protected me that way. Yes, there were certain people that maybe could not, or their families could not handle who my dad was, and so they weren't able to maybe hang out with me and all of that, but it was okay because I still had a very good network of friends and connections that loved me for me. It didn't matter who my dad was. They didn't judge me that way. It was just a beautiful experience.
You said a little earlier that because your energy is so sensitive, that was really difficult for you to kind of grow up in that environment. And it makes me wonder, I believe that we choose our lessons before we come in, before we incarnate. What the heck kind of choice, right?
Who? Oh my God, I asked myself that 1,000 times. What am I, crazy?
Right. So what kind of agreement is made between not just your family unit, but everyone involved in this? What is that about?
Well, it's my understanding that obviously I chose my parents and my siblings, and I did it knowing full well that this is where, now, of course, I know that when I'm in spirit, when we come here, we don't know that yet. We have to learn through the experience, which is wonderful because it elevates the soul to such a higher, you know, much higher level. So, you know, when I chose it, I knew I would have to be different. I knew I would have to walk a path that might be a little bit hard, but it would be so much worth it in the end. And you know, the contract was supposed to help me, help my family, clear them of the lineage and the negativity and anything that surrounded the untruth of it, so it could be cleared for them so that they can have the opportunity to walk the path that I'm walking now. So it's me kind of like planting the seed for them, mm-hmm. and them embracing it or not embracing it, which is something we all have to choose. But I honestly don't have an attachment to their choice. I'm just so happy I have the opportunity to, you know, create the choice for them, for them to choose differently, see it differently, and choose something more positive for themselves. So that's really... Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, if you think that when we come in and we've made that agreement and we come in, can we come in and just choose to ignore the contract? Could we choose to just, you know, blow it off and go and do something else or never walk our path? Or does it happen that we get kind of either gently or not so gently put onto the path we're supposed to be on so that we learn what we're here to learn?
I think we get nudged. I think Spirit nudges us. And you know, they place us on the path. And then, but because we have our free will and they could never make us choose to do it, they just give us the opportunity, like I'm giving my family the opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we get to choose a different path. I didn't have to take it to this degree if I didn't want to, but I saw the higher purpose. I saw how it would help not just my family, but it could help everyone who has had, you know, anxiety order, panic disorder, OCD, someone who's not able to forgive even after their maybe siblings or parents have passed before them. And they still have the opportunity to do it even though they have passed, because I'm living proof of that. Mm-hmm. So I just saw what it could do for humanity, and I'm like, there's no way I can't do this. My energy would have never allowed me not to do it, because it would have been unfinished business for me. And mm-hmm. and that's not something I wanted to, dismiss. It's something I chose to embrace.
That's part of why I think people like you who are seed planters, who are what I would call light workers, who are way showers, mm-hmm. I think it's part of why sometimes we go we maybe have challenges in our life and then have to be strong before we can start planting seeds for other people. Because of that element of choice, we can only offer the choice. We can only make that available. We can't control what the people do given the choice.
Right. Right. Exactly. But I can hold the hope for them that they eventually would choose that path for them. And whatever path that is that's right for them, you know, is going to be right. Nobody needs to take it as far as I did, of course. It could be a very small choice for them. But it could change their life dramatically, you know. So I wanted to offer the opportunity. That was my whole, you know, purpose behind it.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the great things about books, this is why I hope that print never dies, and boy, do I love ebooks and all that good stuff. The thing about books is their books are like seeds. You know, they sit there quietly, unassumingly, and you open one up, and if the time is right, bam, it hits you between the eyes. And there's a whole world in there for you to discover that you didn't see before, and it's not quite the same when you fire it up on your whatever your ebook device is it?
Right. Absolutely. I agree. I mean, I have a library of books, and I choose, and I also have a Kindle, and I choose to pick up the book every time. The only time I may use the Kindle is if I'm on vacation, I can't carry the 100 books that I want to read with me. So I'll take the Kindle and I'll suck it up for the time. but honestly, there's nothing like the written word. I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I have a Kindle too, and I am one of those people who used to travel with a whole extra bag just full of hundreds of books. That's me too.
I love it.
Now we're coming up on that break time again. I'm wondering very quickly before we go, and we'll talk about this more after the break. I'm wondering, you really stopped being a victim in your life and in your family, and you kind of stopped maybe assigning blame to other people and came to yourself a little bit. Can you very just quickly say how you stopped being a victim? It's going to take more than the time we've got here, but just start us off.
Yes, I started to look at myself. I stopped looking at everybody else and how they were hurting me, and I started looking at myself and asking myself, why am I allowing this? Because I don't have to allow this to happen. This is a choice I have. When I knew I had choice, it changed everything.
And so, when it's a I have to, they're making me, then it's different.
Exactly. There's no more, you know, you reach a certain age in your life and you know that you can't blame everybody around you for what's happening because you have choice now and you can choose differently. And so I had to take responsibility for myself. It was very clear to me. And when that happened, again, it was like a weight lifted off of me. Because now I knew I can choose something different.
This is good stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Rita Gigante. She's the author of the new book, The Godfather's Daughter. And we'll be right back after this.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 Fun Steps to True Empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Experience every day fully energized and vitalized, infused with the essence of gratitude. Our decorative electrostatic labels do just that. They are compact and easy to carry everywhere you go. Peel off the back, place it on any glass surface such as your drinking glasses, your home and office windows, or even your car windows. Visit our shop at explorationgratitude.com, and when you pick four kits of electrostatic essence of gratitude labels, you'll receive one kit free.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is the lovely Rita, Rita Giganti. She's not a meter maid, though. She's a healer. She is an intuitive, and she's an author. Her new book is The Godfather's Daughter, An Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. You should right now go over to Rita's website at aspaceofgrace.net and find out more about her book at hayhouse.com. Rita, we were talking a little bit about before the break about how you kind of stopped being a victim, how you took responsibility for your own choices. And I'm wondering, how did you forgive yourself for your own choices and then begin to forgive your family? You were starting that process of not reconciling with your father, but kind of moving closer, allowing him to see who you really were, even while he was still alive. He passed several years ago.
Yes, 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what I started to do, and for some people it may sound silly, but what I started to do was talk to myself. I would look in the mirror and I would say, you know, you're a good person. I love you. And it took me a while to get to that point, to be honest, because, you know, I was laughing at myself at first doing it. But then after a while, I started to write to myself. I started to, you know, tell myself I changed my thoughts, pretty much, is what I did. I changed my thoughts, and I became more positive about myself. And I said, you know, I accepted myself fully for who I was. And I said, you know, you've made mistakes in your own life, and that's okay because that's how we learn. Once I got to that acceptance part of me and that forgiveness of me, it was so much easier to do it with everyone else. It is really the hardest to do with yourself. Once you can get past that, the other part is easy because you can see that person. Yes, they may have faults. Yes, they may make mistakes, but that doesn't make them a bad person. You know, it just makes them human. So I can see the human side of them. And then I chose to see the good. I wanted to see the good in my father. I wanted to see the good in family members. I wanted to see the good in everything, and that also starts to change the way you feel about it. So it was very instrumental in helping me change in that way.
And that kind of empowered you to let your family know who you really are. That you came out to them as a lesbian, you started to walk your own path, make your own choices, and that was difficult for them to deal with.
Sure, because it's just that they weren't used to it. And, you know, they might have been afraid for me because they wouldn't know how people would react to me. So part of it was, you know, out of love, and the other part was maybe a little bit out of fear, which I understood. It would take them a little bit of time to get used to. But now, you know, when I look at them, they totally embrace me. They get me. You know, they understand my work. They understand how I help people. They are enamored by it to a degree. So I am grateful that they've gotten to that place, and it shows me that it doesn't matter how old you are, you can still change if you wanted to. So,
and your mom has really been a supporter and really been there for you.
She's phenomenal, my mom. Absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, even at her age, she's accepted things in this life with me, with my work and who I am. And I am so grateful to her for that. She's been an inspiration because, you know, even at 83, I can look at her and I go, Ma, you're my hero. You know, you've just been able to embrace things that somebody from her generation still might not be able to do. Mm-hmm. And yet she's doing it. So...
I think she is phenomenal. As I was reading the book, I was really interested in her part of the story too. I was kind of watching her, you know, moving back and forth when your father wasn't living in the same house and being all the things that she went through. I was really interested in her story and in how it sounded to me like she kept that in love feeling with him. Right up to the end,
because her contract with him was to show him unconditional love. That's another thing I was able to get out of this whole thing. I saw the higher perspective of their contract here, and my mother was to show him that no matter what no matter what choices he made in his life, she was to show him unconditional love and compassion and forgiveness. And she taught me that. She actually taught me that. So I am, you know, indebted to her for that because, she was able to rise above it, which was, an incredible thing to do. And, you know, I honor her for that. I really do.
When you're working with clients now as a healer, an intuitive healer using energy therapy and all kinds, sound therapy and all kinds of stuff, when you are seeing clients who are working, with issues of forgiveness, and especially forgiveness around our family of origins, which is where a lot of issues start, at least in my experience, how can you help clients shift their own issues, plant the seed for them?
Well, I use me as an experience. You know, I will use some of my story to them and show them how I've risen above it. And then I will ask them to, you know, just be in a place of willingness. Just ask Spirit. Tell them that you're willing to see the change. You're willing to see how they can do it differently, how they can choose differently, how they can learn to forgive. Because that's what I had. I had the willingness, and I asked. I said, Spirit, please show me, because I don't want the burden of this this feeling of not forgiving. It was too heavy to carry. It was just too heavy. And I said, I often ask my clients, do you want to carry that burden with you? Is it worth it? Is it really worth it? And so, you know, getting them to look at themselves is key. You know, deal with you. Forget about everybody else in the life. Let's deal with you and see how we can get you to that place. And then we'll work on it, you know, we'll work on it with the rest. In other words, deal with you and forgiving you for whatever. Accepting you fully, unconditionally, loving yourself unconditionally. And then it'll be easy to deal with the rest. Mm-hmm. So I get them to focus on them first.
And that's important because forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting everything that happened. Like, oh, someone wiped out my mind. Oh, guess it never happened. We're okay now. But forgiveness really is about kind of embracing the essential humanity of the other person and your humanity as well.
Exactly. Exactly. I couldn't have said it better.
Are there people still in your life who have not been forgiving or who have not been accepting of you? I know that that's true in my life because of the path that I've chosen.
Mm-hmm. If there are, I'm unaware of it.
Oh, you rock! That's great.
Yes, because I choose not to, even if I feel negativity, I'm set my energy up so that it doesn't get in. You know what I mean? So, and what I do is I kind of put, this is a good trick, by the way. I put a mirror up, and so to speak, and so that it can be, whatever they're feeling can be reflected back to them so that they can deal with whatever it is they need to deal with. And it doesn't affect me that way. And I also send them love because I truly believe that when you send love and light to someone, eventually they get it. They understand it. There'll come a time in their life where they'll feel it, and then they can, you know, understand it differently than they do today. Most of the time, people, it's hard for them to change most of the time because they're afraid. They don't know what it means to change. So if they can just release the fear, they would understand that it's okay. It would be okay, you know, and that's my hope for anybody that's in, that feels that or is in that position.
Mm-hmm. And it's true that, that setting up that mirror, sending the love back to them doesn't mean, again, that you're doing that in a mushy way, right? Oh, I guess I should love you and everything you're doing is fine. I just
won't. No. Absolutely no. No, because, you know, I'm human, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll feel stuff, people stuff. But because I'm so sensitive, I can pick it up immediately.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, you know, I'll put my shield up and I'll say, you know, God bless, you know, but it's not mine. It's not, I'm not going to carry something that's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's that person's responsibility. I carry mm-hmm. my own stuff and I have to work with that. So, and because we're human, we work with that every day, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's just, humanity in general.
Well, and you, when you were saying that anybody can change their lives, no matter where they are, that's part of where that starts, isn't it? You got to look at what of this mess that I'm in is me, and what of this is stuff that I'm carrying for somebody else or stuff that I've allowed other people to sort of shovel onto me.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, that's about taking responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it begins. Listen, if I've watched my father do it before he passed. I watched him redeem himself in so many ways, and now that he's gone to the other side and I am dealing with his soul as opposed to his ego, I mean, he's done tremendous work in the short time that he has passed from this earth until now, and he continually helps me in my own work. Just the other day he showed up in a session and he's like, I can help this person if they want to, and I asked them, they gave me permission, I allowed him in, and it worked out fantastic. So, you know, watching him shift that way, anybody can do it. Anybody can do it.
And you still are in conversation with him, even though he's passed.
Yes, very much so. I can call on him any time of the day and night, because as you know, in spirit, there's no time.
Right.
You know, he will, he's been with me pretty much for the last 2 weeks because of the buildup of the book coming out. And he just wanted to show me his love and support. So he's been very much in my energy. And I've appreciated it because it's helped me to keep myself solid and not waver in any way. So, yeah.
And he's okay with the book coming out and all the questions and all of this kind of hoo-ha that happens when the book comes out.
Yes, because he knew that this was, you know, it's all a part of kind of getting the story out there. So he has no, you know, he has no disappointment in it or anything. He's very much for clearing the lineage and clearing the energy that we've carried for so long. Very, very much in favor of it. So I am so grateful that he feels that way and he's supporting me.
That's great. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Rita Gigante. Her new book is The Godfather's Daughter, an unlikely story of love, healing, and redemption. When we come back, we're going to talk to Rita about her healing practice. And if you want to get a jump on that, you can go to aspaceofgrace.net. We'll be right back after this.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Who loves you? It's me. You know that, right? And Rita Gigante's here. She loves you, too. And, of course, Chris, we love you, too. Without Chris, there is no music. There is no show. There's none of that happy dancing around. So thank you, Chris.
I love you, too.
Oh, now I'm blushing. My guest is Rita Gigante. Besides loving you, which she does, she's also the author of the new book, The Godfather's Daughter, An Unlikely Story of Love, Healing, and Redemption. You can find out more. The book's available everywhere. They just did a big book launch. It's out. Go get it. You can read more about it at hayhouse.com, and the book is everywhere. Rita's website for her healing work is aspaceofgrace.net. And Rita, you really have now that you have had this transformational experience, you're really devoting your life to healing people emotionally and spiritually and physically. How did your healing work evolve?
I was probably, I'd have to say, in my mid-20s when it began. I actually had a vision of Christ in a window in a church where I was doing the laying on of the hands. Which was very significant for me at that time because I was in a bit of a quandary of where I was going with myself. So this was pivotal in changing things. And the last laying on, I had done four of them. The last laying on of the hands I did, coupled with having several visions of Christ, the priest laid his stole on my forehead, and he said to me, that God spoke to him and said that I would be healed emotionally in 3 years. And when I left that day, I was a changed person, completely changed person. I knew I had, first of all, anytime you do the laying on of the hands, there's a tremendous peace. You can feel what in my religion, which I don't really practice, but I took with me because I felt comfortable with it, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes through you. It brings an overwhelming feeling of peace and joy in the life. And when that began, I noticed that my hands were feeling more energy than they ever had before. When I went to massage school, I realized that I could help people with this. I can sense the blockages in their energy, and I can help them release them. But it was so intense once I had this laying on of the hands that I actually wanted to do the laying on of the hands. So I went to a priest and he worked with me a little bit, and then I started to do it. And what I realized mostly through that was that I had to already see people healed. Instead of seeing their illness or whatever they had, I was needing to see their body whole and healed. And when I carried that vision with me and I told the client on, you know, that came to me that I was carrying that vision, I wanted them to carry that vision, it made the healing almost instantaneous. Mm. All I had to do was set up the energy, get them in that, what I call a space of grace, that moment where you and God are one, even though we're that in every moment, but we're never quiet enough to actually feel that.
Yes.
I would get them in that space, and instantaneously that healing would occur. So that's how it all kind of began, but it just transformed into something that I'm not even sure if I have words for, because it's so different in every session that I have with people. It's never the same twice. There's different entities coming in to help me, you know, and it really also depends on how willing the person is to change or to shift or to release or to unblock, because obviously I don't have control over that. If they have the willingness, then there won't be an issue or a problem, because there's just that love that comes through, that unconditional love from Spirit, and it transforms them immediately.
Mm. It is a lot about agreement, isn't
yes.
it?
Absolutely. Yes.
Because you can do... You could do all the healing you wanted to me, and if I won't accept it, if I won't take it, if I'm not willing to be healed, I'm not going to be healed.
Exactly. Exactly. But I hold, even when they leave, even if I know that they've gotten something, but maybe not fully what they could have got, I hold that energy out there for them as they leave. They take it with them, and I say, okay, when you're ready, I just talk to their spirit. They don't actually, you know, hear me. But I talk to their spirit, and I say, okay, whenever you're ready, you know, come back. I'm here. I'll help you. You know, we'll go the rest of the way to wherever you need to. So they always have the opportunity, which every day we have an opportunity. So that's why, you know, that's why I say, you know, don't ever say, oh, my God, I'm this old. I can't, you know, what am I going to change now? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? Every day is an opportunity, and every day you get to choose something different. So do it. Do the positive. Change it for the positive.
Wow. Wonderful. We are just about at the end of our time, and I'm wondering, Rita, what you would like to leave people with. If there's only one thing they take away from this interview today, what would you like them to take away?
Mostly, love yourself, accept yourself unconditionally, learn to forgive, and most importantly, live your truth.
Mm. Rita Giganti, thank you so much for being on the show. Many blessings to you.
Oh, many blessings to you, love. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. That was Rita Giganti. She's the author of the new book, The Godfather's Daughter. You can find out more about Rita and her work at aspaceofgrace.net and find the book anywhere. Go get it. It's a great book. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Would you please visit fogcitypsychic.com? Click on everything. Don't forget to go to lightworkersconference.com to get more details about this weekend in Chicagoland. I'm going to be the opening night speaker. I'm going to be firing up that place to talk about awakening the next generation of lightworkers. And yes, there probably will be silly and inappropriate dancing. I can't help it. Next time, week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, we'll talk about easing stress with Shan Vanderleek from AnxietySlayer.com. You can get details about all my upcoming radio hijinks, hear recordings of past episodes at FogCityPsychic.com. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.